Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, that's become a deuce. Ooh, that's
punk up, punk up, punk up. Wolfgang Amadeus is born. 1761, at the age of 5, Amadeus begins composing. 1773, he writes his first piano concerto. 1782, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart marries Constance Weber. 1784, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart becomes a Freemason. 1791, Mozart composes the Magic Flute. December 5th of that same year, Mozart dies. 1985, Austrian rock singer Falco records.
The first of two extra inning games. After game two, we went to Houston. Now after game five, an end inning game, final 13-12 Houston, we're back in LA. Full night. First pitch is straight back. So lessons to all the young, dynamic, great arms that are coming in the game. Off the pitch, big leagues for a while. If you have velocity, that's great. But if you have velocity and command, you're looking at it. Justin Verlander, a combination of both, ability to hit deep in the game. Ellinger has had success did so down in Houston by serving the ball the other way. That kind of got him going and hit a home run just over the wall in a right center field in that crazy game 2 nights ago. Four RBI night. Jokic. 97 from Verlander. You see how it has switched, and it switched once he attacked BB differently. And then took that opposite field mentality into the game. Starting from being forward. Here's a 1-2. Getting a hit sometimes can change the computer, the mind. Getting a hit was crucial because he's going in the wrong direction, swinging wild, missing a lot of pitches. See what he's done differently since getting a hit in Houston. Second strikeout for Verlander. The old man is gone for the Dodgers here. So I went upstairs and went inside. Downstairs, inside, and the fastball still has good life. It's been great all postseason. It's been great ever since he's been with the Houston Astros. Controlled aggression, controlled adrenaline. For Justin Verlander here, and an opportunity to close it out. The one out three takes a strike. Gastiel has done the majority of his damage in the postseason here at home at Dodger Stadium, sitting just under 400. Hasn't faced many like Verlander upstairs for a strike. They're the number six postseason. It has followed suit. Verlander, a couple times in the last couple of years, struggled with mechanics, the timing of his hand. You see when he's got the glove, he's got the classic windup, leg kick, long arms. Everything has been in sync in the last 2 months. In the air, center, Springer is get their first hit of the night. It belongs to Queen. The hardest place in center field is that the ball straight out. You see where he broke? And that's all it took to not have that closing speed. Such a good athlete, Springer. And if the ball to the right or to the left, you can read it a little bit better. At least that's the great Andrew Jones. Learning from him and standing out there and shocking that ball straight on to Springer. Didn't quite get him. Perfect reason. Now John Peterson, who took Verlander deep in the fifth inning in game two. It was not the fastball, breaking ball that he hit out. Homer since the end of July. Still that home run in game two on Verlander. Spent some time in the minor leagues. He was an all-star game years ago. That's hitting 11 home runs for the season. But he looks like a different hitter.
Yeah, for whatever reason, maybe more selfish in the regular season than his approach. Meaning, no matter what the count is, I'm trying to hit the ball out of the stadium. He's actually tracked the ball about as good as any guy in the lineup for the Dodgers. He's a different hitter now.
Here's the home run from game two.
Yeah, slider, a bad one.
They only got one from Verlander, really. Peterson with a ninth inning, three-run home run in game number four in Houston. Here, 1-2.
I told the story about him learning how to play the game pepper.
during the last year and a half. The first couple of times he did it, no one was safe in the stadium. He was hitting a lot of drives. He didn't understand, and he started working on back control and how to hit the ball for five different areas that people were standing to. And trying very difficult processing in the middle of the season, start getting the bat on the ball a little bit more often. You play pepper, there's a lot of tools used for a pitcher and footwork, but you basically soft-talk the ball in there, and then it's the batter's job to hit the ball back to the, let's just say, an infielder standing about 20 feet away in order of where they're standing, right to left and left to right. It's teaching you how to have command of the bat. And I'm just telling you, you know, we watch scouting reports and videos, he swings for that pitch about 80% of the time. So that's the kind of recognition he has right now. Even though he wanted to swing, he held his bat back, his body was trying to go in one direction. Just a little bit closer to the plate for Justin on that pitch, and you'll get a different result. Josh Hughes. Now a meeting on the mound. Ray's going to come in, make sure if they're going to change anything, let him know. Have a captain out there, he'll let the rest of the infielders know if it's time to change. This has been going on all series and really all postseason, and the ability for teams to try and figure out a way to decode the signs they're giving. The shortstop on the other side of the bag. Raven, the only infielder on the left side. Time called before the pitch. Granted by home plate umpire Dan Isoni. That was a little bit late. Justin went ahead and threw the pitch. Looks like a changeup that he had. Those are always the things you do. All right. Does he come back with another one? New baseball for Justin Verlander. Chevrolet is the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row. The opportunity to go through a lineup the first time, you try not to show the hitters a lot of different ways you're going to get them. He hasn't broke out the curveball yet. Sliders in, few changeups, and that good fastball we've seen all postseason. Another TT pitch. And he makes a pitches foul. That change of speed in the breaking ball was perfectly timed. And there you see the rotation. There you see where it starts. Signature pitch for Justin Verlander. Hard to believe Verlander, well, his first time digs in through the end of July, was 5-7 with an ERA of 4.5. With Detroit 14-1 since. Since the 20th of August, 11-0, with an ERA of just over 1.5. Orsak takes a strike. Well, I'm just talking with him and knowing what pitchers go through the season. He's struggling with mechanics. Maybe some teams like Cleveland had his pitches maybe tipping a little bit. You look through and you look at all the checks and balances. And then once it clicks, keep it as long as you possibly can. You have it. Perfect timing. And those numbers since the 20th of August, including this postseason, 98 strikeouts, 17 walks, the ERA, the opponent's average, 11-0. The way blowing a strike on Forsythe.
Fucking cable off. Shit, I'm making. Hey, bring me something to drink. Yeah, that motherfucking crazy horse to do. Out of work. Shit on this motherfucker. Oh, shit, what the fuck is this?
Welcome back to the $20 Sack Pyramid. I'm your host, motherfucking OG Henny Loke, and we're back with our two final contestants, Duck Motherfucking Mouth and Bootney Lee Farnsworth. They'll be playing for a $20 sack of Endo and a $35 gift certificate to the conference swap meet. All right, y'all bitches got 30 seconds to answer 5 motherfucking questions. Lonnie, you ready with that clock? We'll let the games begin.
All right, man. We got to do that shit, man.
Hell yeah, man.
We can do that shit right now. We
got to
do that
watching.
Shit right now. Okay, you ready?
Hell yeah, man.
I'm ready.
Come
you
on.
Ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Endo. Cabbie. Buddha.
Should I used to say,
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, things that people smoke.
Right, that shit right there. Oh, fuck me in the ass. Step to me and let me suck your dick.
Things that Tim Dog was
saying. Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, keep going, man. Hurry up.
PCRs. TVs and shit. Them socks and shit. Oh, that box in your room and shit.
Oh, shit. I came up on loose.
That's it right there.
Yeah, that's it. Come on. Hurry up, man. Hurry up.
In Vogue. Halle Berry.
Bad bitches.
Yo, Annie Clary.
Oh, bitches, I'm on the fuck.
That's it right there.
Okay.
I know Doc. Drake gonna do my music and shit. Snoop and me be going to the swap meet.
I know that one. Things that niggas be saying to get the pussy.
That's it right there. That's it. All right. Give my motherfucking weed. It's all right there, baby. Hey, that week. Give my weed. Give my $35 to go to the motherfucking swap meet.
Springer in the right.
Bottom of the third inning rolls in. 1-0 Houston.
Know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most of these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis, mad at me cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries, got a crib with a studio and a star full of tracks, to add to the wall full of plaques, hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies, did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze, hold please, you better bow down on both knees, who you think taught you to smoke trees, who you think brought you to ODs, Ice Cubes and D.O.C.s, the Snoop D.O. double G's, and a group that said motherfuck the police, gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood, and when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see, y'all better listen up closely, all you niggas that said that I turn pop, or the firm flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep, so fuck y'all, all of y'all, if y'all don't like me, blow me, y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? Wanna resolve things in the blood of your way?
Yep.
Just study your tape of NWA. One day, I was walking by with a walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye.
She looking
at strangled him off in the parking lot, but it's talking eyes. I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge, but I'm drunk as fuck. Right next to when you mug a truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs, trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch, call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass motherfucking barking dog. And when the cops came through me and Dre stood next to a burnt-down house, with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's a chronic zoo. Starting the day, and tomorrow's anew. And I'm still local enough to chuck you to death with a Charleston suit. Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. And a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the temp goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies. Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's a way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers stop coming up to me with your hands out looking up to me like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got this little company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me, cause I'm from the streets of
Compton.
I told them all them little gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think, I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What, cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off? I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap, you can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gas when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. The motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
3-for-24 against right-handed pitching this postseason. Waits for a 1-2. Fouls it away. Similar to the last time, Hill and Verlander. Homer by Bregman. Early lead, Verlander. Peterson tied it up. Watch him. Leon Sand is gone. With Richie O'Kellen up, we'll show you the home run he just gave up. Statcast powered by Amazon Web Services. Ball left the park. They were going crazy. Down in Houston, those great fans are packed into Minute Maid Park. Look at that.
That's unbelievable.
And just as unbelievable as that home run, but not where it went. Equal distribution for Springer. 16 of his homers to left, 11 to center, and 12 to right. That's how you lead off and change the leadoff spot with power. 39 home runs all in for George Springer this season. Here's a pump try by Hill. George Lombard, the first base coach, is catching Brad Walk back to the plate. He didn't know this was foul. What a long way. I like it. Whatever it takes. You know you're limited, obviously, as a pitcher. Whatever you can do. Playoffs. Short mid-off and just slapping at it. Still nothing in two with Chris Taylor on deck. Trying to get down pretty tight. Crouch down, just right on top of the plate. Well, let's say this for Rich. He is not conceding this attack.
He's trying to make Justin, if he can squeeze out four extra pitches to get him out, kind of a win.
Now keeps it into the glove of McCann, and that's strikeout number four for Verlander, two out.
Number three.
This has been a World Series, especially those games in Houston, where when the Dodgers did something, the Astros answered. The Dodgers did something, Astros answered. And it's left. And the Astros did something. And the Dodgers had to answer, but they did. We'll see what Chris Taylor does here after the two-out home run by George Springer in the top of this third inning.
Yeah,
for those who don't follow baseball on a regular basis, that is not normal. That just does not happen. Many pieces, many pitchers tried to find a way to stop it, and they just couldn't. Two outs. Strike one. Taylor with the one home run in this World Series, and that came on the first pitch he saw from Dallas Keuchel in game one.
Like like you want to come push, I dump. And leave you stinking in the forest, you dump. Long Beach City, firmly represented. Never rate your ex is represented. Difficult to kick, make me your mentor. Freeze MCs, don't enter. I play like ants off the snow chips and winter. Or since I'm sun, I melt the metaphor. The metaphors are melting, style is belting. I heard the dog yelping, but no help. No shit, I boot shit, those tantrums like elephants. Live, not Memorex, but you remember X. Indeed, never remember, don't contest the flex. Got you in spotlight, lens drafter. When you try to diss, I burn you like back grafter. After that, you hear nothing from me but laughter. Similar to this, ha, rough repertoire. Kick, deadly with lyrics. Shot your punk ass like ELEC. Now it's attempts will be futile, it's way too brutal. Hear me now, narrator to the X. Telling anyone who contests the mighty aftermath posse.
Be real aggressive here in the first pitch fastball.
anything can split on the year. Leading off of a left-hander versus a right-hander versus someone better against right-handed pitching. August 23rd in Pittsburgh this year. There's eight perfect games. An error by Logan Forsythe in the ninth inning ended the perfect game game. Went nine hitless innings and lost the no-hitter and the game on a home run by Josh Harrison. A home run in the 10th. 1-0 final. First time since Pedro Martinez in 1995, Sandy actually came up in the Dodger organization to take a no hitter into extra innings. You just can't say anything to a teammate when that happens. You just kind of pump up. If you go too quick, we actually get down away. 1-2. Here he goes. Popped up to the right side his first time. Dodgers in the bottom of this inning will have their big bats. Seager, Turner, and Bellinger. Is cut into his left, and that'll do it for Quinn. Rich Hill pitching very well, but matched up against Justin Verlander tonight. Turner will back to second. The bottom of the fourth, 1-0. Astros on top.
Nate, you will picture me in your head. You see my skin, my age, my belief, address. You imagine this place. Does where I'm from change how you see me? When you get to my experience, when you see how qualified I am, my skill, don't imagine what I might be. See what I can do. Search for greatness. Search indeed. The world's number one job site. You
search. Make sure you've got coverage where it matters, mother.
You want to post the big guy!
Let's do the smart choice. Create a wire and get a network you can count on at a price you can count on.
Well, like once you bought a house, now I'm turning into my dad.
I text Simple Center Post.
I refer to every child as a chief.
The chat was free. What am I supposed to do? Not wear it?
You know, I'm telling strangers defense wins championship.
Oh, no.
Why is the door open? Are we trying to air condition the whole neighborhood? Bundles home and auto on an internet website, therep.com.
Rest can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto.
I mean, why would I reflect this? It's not broken.
An alert from Wells Fargo, $107 at Dodge Lovers Warehouse. No, I would never. Dodge Lovers, please. You know me. I don't even know where that is. Look, I'm replying denied. See? Oh, come on. Hello? Wells Fargo. I did not make that purchase. I didn't do it! I'm so glad you caught that.
So Dave here is taking the family to Finley Lake for the weekend. But without the white knuckles this time. The 2018 Ford F-150 has split with Frey Recoveries. It's Frey Excellent. Not only does it watch your F-150 fly spot, it's got your trailer covered, too. One less heading to spoil the weekend. No, it can't make the fish bite. But it's not work on that. This is a new 2018 Ford F-150, so that would just raise the bar, pal. It is the bar.
Here's the thing about this game. It doesn't matter who you are, how big, or how small. It doesn't matter where you live or where you come from. It's everyone's game. If you want to play,
baseball.org. Welcome back to the World Series, presented by YouTube TV. Cable Free Live TV is here. So is Corey Seager. Strike one on a foul out of play left side. Seager, Turner, and Bellinger, three guys who can even this game. The Dodgers tonight try to even this series. The rain coming down ever so gently at Dodger Stadium. Well, both pitchers have been out in their game. They've retired together all the seven leadoff men. 19 of the 24 first pitch strikes for Verlander, 11 for 11. And 9-0-2 counts between Hill and Verlander here in the fourth. Scoring supporter to this series is Seager, fouls it back on a 96-mile-an-hour delivery strike two. Game five was crazy. Bullpens were basically empty. Benches were empty in a good way, no fighting. 13-12 at the final. 10. A 9-1-0 Houston leading. Bottom of the fourth, 1-2 to Seager. To Gonzalez and left. Seager 0-2 in this game, 5-22 in this World Series. Houston and Mila are here. Ben and Sandy Scully, 67 seasons. With the voice of the Dodgers, the great Magic Johnson, under the ownership group here with the Dodgers. There's another Sandy, the great Sandy Koufax. Four titles with the Dodgers. The fiance of Justin Verlander, Kate Upton. John Hamm with the Cardinal hat on. Of course, Hamm has the Cardinal hat on. Wow. Turner takes the strike. The Astros have done an unbelievable job against Justin Turner. You see where he stands for the World Series. They have pitched him tough. And they had to. They had success against this Dodger lineup. It's 322 during the regular season. Ball and a strike. By the way, A.J. Hinch told us coming into this series, our profile and our security have increased to trade for Verlander with the fiance to be named later, Kate Upton. And she showed up. Their profile not just social media, but as a team in the American League, and you talked about it, that trade told this Astros club. Front office believes in you, ownership believes in you, and let's go try and win this thing. They're in a great spot, and they became a legitimate threat once that move was made. You feel it throughout the whole clubhouse. Their position. So with two strikes, you talked about some of the numbers in that previous game. So there were a total of 13 two-strike hits combined in the first four games of the World Series. Game five had 15 two-strike hits. That's how crazy that was. 10 for the Dodgers, 5 for the Astros. Unbelievable.
Another 1-2. No!
Turner checked it. Just down and away, 2-2. Great slider here. I don't know how he held up, but it looks like he did. Great job by Turner. Two strikes, he will go the other way. He's always looking to fall, but with two strikes, he's fighting off the pitches and trying to go the other way.
2-2. Struck him out on a pitch down and away, and that is six strikeouts for Verlander through 3 2/3.
Much better slider this time around. The conditions are different. He pitched in a much firmer, or I should say, warmer temperatures. Fastball command's been great. Four-seam slider coming out of his hand. Lomo doesn't do it justice. When those seams are coming together and make a dot, that's bad news for the hitter.
Verlander now up to 4th
place in the all-time postseason strikeout.
All intact.
Again, think about the great of all times. More opportunity now with more rounds in the postseason. There's that guy, two by right, on the back of the list. Hurt, but he was one shy of 200.
You got to say something while I'm right.
One else, Salvatore taking a strike. I mean, what would you try harder?
Yeah, pick on a pitcher.
There you go, Atlanta. That's why you only won one. Here's a 1-1 with two outs. Big swing by Bellinger, strike two.
Bellinger trying to tie it up here with two outs. Fastball inside. Little tail is he's at the bottom of the ball.
Struck him out over the inside part. Back-to-back strikeouts. Seven on the night. But a 34-year-old right-hander who is healing again in 1-0 Astros after four. Back to back.
Start clean if nothing else happens. Reddick on deck right now. It's Marwin Gonzalez at the plate. Rounded up to third. His first time. Hit the ball hard to Ryan Turner, who's rather close to the back. Breaking ball for a strike. Problem for the Dodgers here and Dave Roberts is he doesn't have the luxury of letting Rich Hill get in and out of too much trouble this point forward. So that's the pressure that he'll have because Verlander has shown no signs right now of wiltering or at least being human because his fastball command and dominance has been quite obvious to this point. A one-pitch breaking ball hit down the line by Gonzalez. He can hit for third. That's as far as he can go. And a double by Marwin Gonzalez. Second and third to the out. Now the drop-down pitch right there is not a favorite of Dave Roberts when Phil does that. You can understand him doing that maybe against a left-hander, but against a right-hander, he's going to see them a lot better. And can't easily get them to third. Now, you can look at your way out of this by getting ready. And then, of course, the pitcher's on deck. So this is the key to the inning.
Ball on center.
Ball on side to ready. First base open. Verlander next. As the Astros look for some breathing room for Verlander here in the fifth. Bill, he knows he's got to pitch strikeout against Reddick. Oh, 2-0. Bill struck out 7 through 4 innings in game 2. He has struck out 3 through 4 plus here tonight. Former Dodger, 3-0. Well, even though the count's 3-0 and there's a base open, you've got Verlander on deck with the bases loaded. You don't give in to the count, meaning you don't play one in there thinking he's taken. Three balls and a strike. Threw that to the corner. Brandon Morrow getting loose through the Dodgers in their pen. It's a 3-1 to Reddick. Down the line, slicing. That would have been a tough decision, I would think, for Peterson if that was catchable and left to do. We've got McCann running. He's the guy in third. No guarantee on a fly ball out, but the run scores. 3-2 pitch. Struck him out of the back. That was the sweeping angle curveball against the left hander. Watch how much he gets spinning the ball to almost start that and sweep out of the zone. And a big strikeout. The infield's going to be in for sure now. Trying to read whether there's a safety squeeze with McCann at third. I'm actually surprised that Bellinger is not further in. I know McCann doesn't have the great foot speed, but what you read as a third base runner, if Verlander is able to bunt and push it past the pitcher to right towards first base, it's really hard to make the play at home. The 0-1 to Verlander. Strike 2. Oh. is the last American League pitcher to get an RBI in a World Series game. He did that back in 2009 when the Yankees beat Philadelphia. Guess we're going to give up another bad one. Second and third, one out. Hill to Verlander. Oh, there he goes. Outstanding job. They'll bring in George Springer, who has hit four home runs, and this is the winner in game two. And then he's gone deep. With a couple shots to right. Here are these games at Dodger Stadium after hitting two back in Houston. An intentional walk to Springer, that's how hot he is right now. The inning belongs to Bregman, who is on the short list right now for potential MVP if the Astros win it. Well, you know he loves this, and Dave Roberts is going to come out, and Rich Hill may not love this. Is it a conversation, or is it a move? The move. Eight pitches tonight. Near the displeasure from the crowd here at Dodger Stadium Hill. Two fewer pitches tonight than in game two. Morrow comes in. Brinkman caught up with the bases loaded. Two up.
Today, we're out here with some big news. Jardiance is the only type 2 diabetes pill proven to help significantly reduce the
chance. That's right. Some of that shit you just can't fuck with. The dog pound flavor for the 9 fever. Know what I'm saying? The Chalet in the house. That's right. Set it off.
Young ass like a match in the match went out. That it wasn't no more ropes in the house. Check it out. Speaking of how to play your game up. Are you with it? I go get it, I bet you love it, baby. I play my daddy and you can play some other myself. I'll be kicking down upon the living room floor. Are you with it? I promise I won't kill it. Put a cat on the loop, what should I do? Should I kill it? Yeah.
See, back in the day when we used to play, you wanted to be with me.
That's right.
Now that is so right and natural. That man that I can see. I'm picking up my background, picking up a hole for you to make your move.
In the shack, about to blaze up a sack. Yo, we grown all alone, posted up in the back. There's no mistake. I can have the whole house shaking. Young dad's in that ass, baby, y'all, no faking. Don't get me wrong. Tell me what's the flavor of the song. You know it's dad's in your drawers when your mama ain't home. Ring the alarm, I got your buzz. Loving me, physically and mentally. I knew that it was never meant to be.
I know you know this girl by the name of Danielle. Body of a goddess, face from hell. But oh shit, this wasn't an average trip. She got the vibe. And she like gobbling and swallowing a whole 9 and a half on that black ass groupie. And all the hoochies wanna do me from the past to the present. Let me rep and present the biggest nigga hitting all the holes in your clicks. Fast as lightning running through like the breeze in the summertime. Out on the corners making G's, it's the thirst. But I could show you something much worse than the thirst. If worst came the worst, but first things first, Brenda. I can remember how hot y'all be getting. 87, 86, and yeah, the year a young man grows. Some women become ladies, some turn into hoes. Young hoes run, find a way to stay with me. In the cut with corrupt, come and play with me.
For Brandon Morrow, who got knocked around in the seventh inning in game five. He faced four, one homer, single, double, two-run home run in fifth grade and had a single in that stretch. The payoff is certainly going to help more, and that's what Dave Roberts is hoping in this situation. Bregman, big at bat for the Astros. For the shortstop, Andy Walker. Bill Shearing in the dugout is Brandon Morrow can count it out. That's an important help of the hour, and the Astros do not score.
We all depend on trucks. Chevy
trucks. We think it's because Chevrolets are
the most dependable and
dependable
trucks. Still the last a long, long
incredible, the lyrical, you can't be me like me, to see me is gonna take a miracle, I'm driving motherfuckers hysterical, with a touch of this twister, stylistic mixture, what I create pulsate, there is no escape, annihilate your mental mind state, they label my vocabulary abusive, I pack more knowledge than Confucius, I'm deadly, induce you like Medusa, with thoughts to share, the niggas throughout this hemisphere, far and near, prepare, catch me chilling like the winner, against the number one contender as I enter, cause I get heated like friction, motherfuck your whole jurisdiction, react, it's fact, not fiction, telepathic addiction, to this homicidal recital, dangerous and vital to all my rivals, suicidal, brainwaves conveys through the average motherfucker's mind these days, I'm all ready to put work in, take 10 steps and turn and shoot the first nigga smirking, give a fuck, what's your name, what's your claim, or why you came, motherfucker don't explain, simply, don't tempt me, cause I'm simply, legging hoes like Simply, the invincible MC, boy,
New York, city of your dreams, and everything in New York, ain't always what it seems, yeah, I'm out of town, but I'm down.
Give me a couple G's, every MC, I knock to his knees, verbally useless, oh you got the juice, I squeeze it juiceless, the barbaric, versatile, you know kin of me, so how the fuck you inherit my style, now, off the clear blue sky, I can't deny, now the day goes by, don't get high, don't ask why, tonight's the night for me to rip microphones into bits and pieces, lyrical telekinesis, gets me in the verbally vindictive, violent vocabulary vibes to existence, catch me in the pitch black path, I sit and let the sick thoughts pass through my mental till I hear an instrumental and detrimental verbal gets a spitting. The highest of intellect try connecting with the written. Now they face with the forbidden, vocally chosen to explore new terrains then remain unseen. Throughout the war, dips like a Lolo with my verbal fofo. The Coco complexion MC with the slow flow. Show, I take it to you from the dough. Motherfucker, mentally I go hardcore. I disconnect you, corrupt you, MC to vocally void your whole molecular structure. Catastrophic, mystic is missile flick, hitting them seeds like
pills.
It was the night I served 1,000 MCs live.
A day, I bust rhymes and recite in ways that make you see stop in daylight. I'm the deadliest to see you on the streets. Invincibility is what makes me complete, complete. Nah, you can't even save me. I'm fucked up. Your mama, your auntie, and your lady. breeze flow straight out of our lips. Them, they got boo by these hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the baddest hip hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. She frequents beat, batter joints called underground. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why it's so fly, cause hip hop kept some drama. When butterfly rocks the light, new sway boomers. What by the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip hop era? Was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate, taps to my rap. She innovates after sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five link. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peacing out. Yes, the stranger smile, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just flipped, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip hop is a classic. Pimp player sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 Yeah.
Crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags are dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a beat from the Brooklyn Nine Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that, cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out. We out.